Back one final time here, our Coach's Insight programs on Care 93.7. Brandon Tamman with you, and we're continuing on with Atchison, and we're joined now by boys basketball coach, that is Pat Battle, and it is presented by Amberwell Health. Coach, one final time, and we appreciate it as always. Let's get right to it. Final week of the regular season, and, you know, Tuesday night, you went on the road, league play, and a very good KC Washington team, and Washington was able to get the win, 64-62, just the third loss of the year. But just take us back to that one, how it kind of transpired, and ultimately what led to that outcome.
Well, I kind of can say it in two words, free throws. We went 13 for 27 from the free throw line. And when you're playing Washington at their place, and they shoot it very well at home, knew that going in, and they lived up to those expectations, unfortunately. You just can't leave that many points on the board. Four of those were missed front ends of one and ones, too. So, That really hurt us. They also played well, and you got to give them some credit. And welcome to postseason basketball a week early, because that's where we're at right now. Everybody is looking to play their best and putting their best foot forward, and so you can feel that energy drumming up again as we pass through the doldrums of February.
Well, and right now you look at the 4A brackets and particularly 4A East, you guys still sit at the top. You guys control your own destiny to earn that top seed if you guys can wrap it up on Friday with a win against Schlegel. And we'll kind of talk about that in a minute. But with it being our last time talking with you here this year, just kind of an overall takeaway from what we have seen to this point. Obviously, it's been an incredible season so far. Where we began late November, early December, to where we are now in late February, just talk about the highs and the lows, who stood out, who played out, who showed out, just a general thought on the season as a whole.
First of all, I think we exceeded a lot of people's expectations. I'll admit, to a degree, exceeded my own, because I knew that with Highland Park coming into our league, that we were picking up two games that were going to be pretty tough right off the bat. The schedule was certainly more difficult this year, and I felt that we rose up to the challenge. I thought our seniors, Brendan Martin, Jesse Greenlee, and Rafe Bowen, did a great job leading us. And then I think our juniors was Damar Hernandez, Trey Carter, and Jeter Purdy all really were fundamental contributors to this team this year. I like the fact that these guys play together. They like each other. They get along well. And so that helps. I think, you know, when we look at our sophomores like Eric Smith III and Jace Richards and Jay-Z and on down the line. And then Simon Rowley as a freshman came in and gave us a lot of great minutes this year, too. Aiden Revant, you know, has been one of those stalwart guys. And then Jeter's brother Yogi, another freshman who has been a huge contributor to the team. So it's been a team effort for sure. It has to be, you know, when you look at our stats. There's nobody averaging 17, 18, 19 points a game, and it's by committee. And so that's been kind of fun in a lot of ways.
How do you need to be prepared here for Friday's regular season finale for Schlegel? Again, as we mentioned, you win it. You earn that top seed in 4A East. You won the first matchup 48-35. That was one of those games that played a little bit more low scoring, but you got the win regardless in the end of January. But again, what needs to be done this time to get that win?
Well, first of all, the three words that are on the board as I'm sitting here looking at it are sense of urgency. We have to play with a sense of urgency. We're looking to go win the number one seed. In a way, I'm really happy to an extent. I'm not happy about losing to Washington, but I'm happy that we have to go play and win it. And so to me, that's a great thing. I think what we have to do is we have to find ways to make that game faster. You're right. It was too slow. The tempo was too slow for us. Schlegel had a lot to do with that. We had something to do with that too. You know, those teams in our league, and when we go to their place, those are tough environments. And it doesn't matter what their record is, because they all play really good competition and they've got good players. So anything can happen.
It's going to be a lot of fun to see it play out on Friday night. Schlegel against Atchison. Atchison will win, earning the top seed 4A East bracket, which will be released later on this weekend. But nonetheless, it's been a great year so far for Pat Battle and company as the Phoenix sit here at 16-3 overall. Coach, again, thank you so much for your time throughout the course of the year. Good luck against Schlegel and through the postseason, and we will talk to you down the line. Thanks again.
All right. Well, thank you for all that you guys do to cover Northeast Kansas sports. Appreciate it.